Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 71 on Friday, June 12th. We've been looking at perseverance this week, and we've been learning that God doesn't remove us from trials, or He doesn't remove the trials from us. Yet He is always with us through the trials. God, as we'll see, doesn't make us go through trials for no reason. He allows them so that we rely on Him and that we grow as we persevere in faith. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Common Prayer. I'm Kathy B., and it's always good to have you here with me. And we're coming to the end of another week, and somehow it just seems to have gone both slowly and quickly. Because it's still such a unique season, one that we have never lived through before. And we're focusing on endurance, perseverance, and steadfastness this whole week. From Hebrews 12, 2 Peter 1, and today James 1. And we're doing this with the hope that we will gain strength and perspective and hope in the middle of really two worldwide pandemics, COVID-19 and the sickness of racial injustice and inequality in our country and in our world. Kevin reminded us that as followers of Jesus, we're always living in this tension, right, of being a part of God's kingdom because it's now and it's not yet. And we're always between healing and reconciliation. And walking faithfully with Jesus right now is just messy. And we're not called to be in this apathetic waiting stance. We're called to perseverance, to press forward, to press on in the pursuit of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It really struck me the other day when Kevin was leading us through Hebrews 12, 2, which uses the words, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who endured the cross and despised the shame. And it struck me that he said that Jesus was not killed because he loved everybody so much, though that is absolutely true. He was killed because he confronted the corrupt power structures that were in place at that time. And that offended people. And he persevered for the joy set before him, for our sakes, for our redemption. And now he calls us to lay down our lives for the sake of others too. And that is plain hard. We need the Lord, and we need perseverance. Today, we're going to look at the book of James, and before I read you our verses for the day, I want to tell you a few things about it. It's thought to be the first New Testament book that was written. It was written by the half-brother of Jesus. And to sum it up, the main theme is this: faith that is real works practically in one's life. True faith is a faith that works. And he writes to Jewish Christians who were being mistreated and exploited by Gentiles. And they were people who used to be part of James's church. He himself, by the way, I thought this was cool, had the nickname James the Just. And some even called him Camel Knees because his knees got callous from praying so much. And he writes to them and says these words that I want to concentrate on with you today in chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Well, that's a lot, right? Here's what it's not saying. It's not saying, don't worry, be happy. And he's not expecting kind of this all-encompassing joyful, or for us to have this all-encompassing joyful emotion during painful trials. He's not demanding that his readers or that we have to enjoy our trials or that trials are joy. He's commending our intentional embrace of a true Christian understanding of life, which brings joy into the trials that come because of our faith in Christ. And we can do that because of who He is and what His intentions are for us. The trials that we face, from Jesus' perspective, always have tremendous and eternal spiritual value. And James tells us that understanding two things will help us realize that value. The first one is this: the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Perseverance is staying power. It's heroic endurance. It's fortitude, patience, toughness. And it comes from the word hypomone, which is a Greek word that means to abide under. And it's an active abiding under whatever trial comes with faith in God as one's base and one's foundation. And second, perseverance produces maturity. And maturity refers to completeness or full development. And I was thinking, don't we often think that trials bring maturity? They don't. Rather, hanging in there and persevering in times of testing, that's what produces maturity. So as we come to our time of reflection today, I just want to remind you that you're in the presence of Jesus. He's the one that has endured and persevered for you. And I invite you to relax and to ask the Lord to center you, to ask the Holy Spirit to take away anything that might be distracting you right now, and that He would help you to hear His voice. Take a couple of deep breaths. You know, trials aren't God's way of being mean to you. He loves you, and He's for you. Trials are meant to help you grow in perseverance. So I want to ask you, what is it that you need to persevere in right now? What trial are you going through that's too big for you that you can't handle by yourself? Would you ask Him and thank Him for His strength and His power to persevere? Would you thank Him that He is with you in it right now? And then Jesus, your good shepherd that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Jesus, who earlier in the week we talked about him being described as the author and perfecter of our faith, who has persevered for you. That Jesus calls you and invites you to not just stay where you are in your growth right now, but to press on to maturity and to allow him to complete that work within you. Would you thank him that he is that committed to you? And then lastly, would you ask him, Lord, what are you calling me to do right now? What are the next steps of faith that you're calling me to take for the sake of your kingdom on earth? Where are you inviting me to go with you? Lord Jesus, you know that we don't naturally seek to abide under any kind of suffering or trials when they come our way. Instead, we seek a way out. Get me out of here, Lord. But Jesus, I pray that you would give us new eyes to see the trials that you bring into our lives and in the lives of others as an opportunity to persevere in our faith and to lay down our lives for the sake of others so that they may see a living faith in Christ that really works and brings hope to the world. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.